It's a spinoff of The Bachelor that's on right now. The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart, Sienna and Raven. Matt Ranauda, one of the semifinalists. Down to the last two episodes. Tonight, you're going to Vegas, and you're one of the final four couples. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Matt, you're a local guy who moved out west, but how did you get hooked up with this show?
3-4 years ago, my cousin and I came out here. We got an opportunity to record our first EP with a great producer. We've just been out here kind of grinding, playing all the gigs and clubs and doing studio work. And I was lucky enough that I just got reached out to by somebody from ABC Casting asking me if I was interested in this opportunity.
It's an interesting opportunity because nothing's been done like this. And it's like basically taking American Idol and taking The Bachelor and smashing them together. But, you've been with your band for a while. So is it strange to be singing with somebody else that's not with them and trying to find a chemistry in the middle? It seems very confusing to me.
Yeah, well, to be completely honest with you, I have steered clear away from a lot of the TV show kind of opportunities that we've had. We've actually gotten asked to go on America's Got Talent and The Voice and a few other shows. So this was different to me because of what you just said. I don't get a chance to do that kind of thing, which is collaborate with especially a girl. I've never sang with a female artist before. So just the whole thing just really seemed so interesting to me, and to try to like capture it all on camera in a short period of time, it seemed really interesting.
I mean, it's a formula that makes sense to me because it's kind of like Dancing with the Stars. How many of those dancers we seen them, they pair up after, all right? They're together.
Yeah.
I've been watching the Bellas, man. I mean, come on. I mean, this is how it happens, right? So there's a chemistry when you're performing with somebody and it brings the fire. I got to know, man, you and Rudy got the, you got what it takes or what?
I don't know. They made it sound like you don't. You're not into her. Not that you don't have the chemistry, but that you're not into her.
I could tell you this, that Rudy and I have such an extremely strong bond with each other and an extremely strong connection that will last my entire life. So she's one of the most talented, if not the most talented singer I've ever worked with. And watching her do her thing was like the most magical thing I've ever been a part of, to be completely honest with you.
And now if you quote unquote win, you win a marriage proposal. Can you explain to me how that works?
No, what happens is they set you up with a recording contract. The duo would go off, and I mean, who knows what the deal is now with quarantine, but you're supposed to go off and do a little tour, and that's pretty much it. It's like a recording contract, and then, you know, you get to tour on it.
Yeah, but during that time, Anna, deeply in love. Deeply in love. You thought it was going to last forever.
Unless you break up halfway through, and then you're stuck on the road with this person.
I mean, people watch that, too. I mean, that happens. It's happened before.
But this is done being...
That would be another interesting thing, though.
Right. I mean, Van Halen never gave us that show. Right. All right? So, I mean, there's something to be said. It would be interesting.
Exactly.
But this has all been pre-recorded, so you know what happens, even though you probably can't
tell us.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Interesting.
I know everything. I can't say much, but I can tell you this. It's an incredible story from start to finish with all these couples. The journey that we all went on, it was really just like an extremely hard experience, but it was like one of the best things I've ever done or any of those people have ever done that just brought us all so close together. And we just got to do some amazing things and be a part of something really, really special.
Well, we'll be watching it tonight. Plus, I'm excited that it's in Vegas. I just like to see crowds of people and remember what it was like, you know?
I know, it's crazy looking back at us all shaking hands and hugging and walking through crowds. It's pretty wild to see it now.
You can watch The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart tonight on ABC at 8 o'clock. Good luck, Matt.